What's up? For a year. Thank you. Thank you for that standing ovation. Hi, my name is Jay, and you're at Coach Jay's Financial Freedom Show. Whew. You know, after being gone almost a year, it's kind of hard to figure out where to start. But what I want to do is I want to give you a chance to be able to call some of your friends and get them on the program. And that way, we can have a real heavy show. Because I got some good stuff coming, all right? Just like it says, financial freedom. So that's what we're going to try to do. My objective is, of course, to try to help you get away from what we call job slavery. But we'll talk about that after the next song. Right now, I just want you to go call somebody, all right?
We're moving.
know, this is one of those 7-minute songs. And, you know, I've only got 60 minutes, so we can't take up 7 minutes, of course, on a song because I got some information I want to put you away. Let me start out here. All right, this is where I start on every show. I always start out reading my success proclamation. And if you don't have one, then listen up because you need to develop one on your own. It's very important. I am that I am. Every morning I wake up, my inbox is filled with people who want to join my business. People are easily attracted to me. I'm amazed at how effortless it is to make money. Mountains of abundance are flowing into my life. I'm earning $100,000 a month. I am infinite. I am healthy. I am weighing in at 195 pounds. I'm exercising every day. I am wealthy. I am abundant. I'm a great mentor. I'm a great leader. I'm a great motivator. I am unstoppable. I am recruiting 2 people a day. I have built a team of 10,000 people. I've cashed my first $10,000 monthly residual check on October 17, 2015. I am chosen by God for greatness. I am without any doubt positive that very, very soon my dreams will be a part of my past. I am that I am. Now, later on, I will teach you, of course, what that's all about and what you need to be doing, you know, with that, because it is a very important part of success. You know, now, financial success, of course, leads to total success in your life. So when we talk about success, of course, you have health, you have your finances, which this program is dedicated to, or even in your business world. Okay, so there's different parts to financial success. So right now I'm going to take a little quick break here.
You've been working for
Ryan, again, this show is dedicated to you, to helping you achieve financial freedom, helping you to break the chains of what we call job and debt slavery. Now, the question is, do you have a plan? Or are you like most of us who are working just to get by? It's about keeping your head above water, okay, and not really going after what you want. Well, we happen to think there's a better way, and it's come down to having a financial blueprint. That's something that's very important. So the objective is to you from your, is to get you from your present financial situation. Remember, it's my first show now, financial situation and lifestyle, to get you from where you're at right now, your present financial situation, lifestyle, to one you have always dreamed of, okay? Because think of this. When you were a teenager in junior high or high school, you already had a dream of how you wanted to live your life, okay? Now, I don't know if you wanted to live like a movie star or a rock star, but I know you didn't want to end up being a postman or the guy at the counter saying, welcome to McDonald's. That's not what it was all about, okay? So in order to accomplish this, you have to have some type of plan or a blueprint to know where you're going. Now, that means no more bills and living within your paycheck, also giving up an opportunity to do what the 1%ers in America do, to take advantage of all the tax breaks and write-offs. So there's things that you don't know about because you weren't taught about. Okay, are you aware that there are over 400 different tax write-offs that's available for you just for having, as an example, a home-based business? All right, now I'm sure a lot of you are older and some of you are young, but everybody knows the name Amway, okay, or Avon. Well, these are people who own home-based businesses, okay? And a lot of things that you would call just normal everyday expenses, they get to write them off because they have their own home-based business. So it's crazy. Then, of course, it's about increasing your income to live the type of life that you wish to have. Okay, so where do we start? Where does this all come from, right? I think it starts, and this is where we're going to start at today, which is very important. I believe it starts with finding your discretionary income. Now, after the next song, of course, we're going to actually talk about what discretionary income is and how you go about finding it, all right? Fair enough? All right. We're not ready to slow this down yet, so let's go out to California. It's okay, y'all.
Some of you learn about me if you weren't around when I had my other show. I think I haven't done it for about a year now, but I like to mix music with education. Education, you know, it can be boring at times. It's a necessity, but it can be boring. So I think if you can mix it up, well, you know, you hang in there because we're going to be on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1 p.m., okay, at least. That's going to give me an opportunity, not, you know, to give you a lot of education. I plan on having some guests on here. If you make sure that you go back in the archives and listen to these as I record them, you will find out that you will be receiving some of my 32 years financial planning experience. That's right. That's what authorized me to be able to talk about this. I did financial planning for 32 years. My clients were our guys and ladies in uniform, okay, stationed in Europe. So that means I had to have a broker's license, an insurance license. I had an H&R Block franchise. I had a tax base also. And I also did debt management for 7 years. You know, so I know what it takes for you to accomplish your financial goal. So some of you are probably saying, well, what in the world is discretionary income? You know, discretionary income, believe it or not, it's not hard to define. It's very simple, really. All you're doing is taking your gross income, minusing your taxes, your personal necessities, and I hate to use this word. Okay, I'll say your expenses. It sounds better than bills, right? Okay, and then whatever's left over. Okay, so the first thing we have to do when you talk about setting up your financial blueprint, you have to know where you're at financially. Okay, and to do that, what you're going to need is just a simple balance sheet. Okay, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. I don't care if you're single. If you happen to be married, you and your wife need to sit down and take a look at this because it's very important. All right, and then some of the things you're going to find on there. Let's just go under income. Of course, your salary. If you're married, of course, your wife's salary. Any bonuses you might be expecting. Okay, let's just talk about monthly because some of this goes into annual. Like we talk about dividends as annuals. Okay, investment income, if you happen to be getting a monthly check for investment income or some type of disability, all that's your income. And that goes on top. That's your plus on the sheet. That's the exciting part to put down. Then we start getting to the minuses. Okay, these are your expenses. And, of course, it starts out with your rent, your mortgage, your insurance, your auto loans, okay, and auto insurance, very important. And then your fuel services, okay, your services for your car, okay. By the way, if you have a home-based business, this I'm talking some write-offs here, okay. But any bank charges, groceries, we got to eat, that's for sure. Clothing, not just clothing for you, but clothing for you and your children. Child care, if you happen to have kids, of course, child care is a big item that has to be on there. Community costs, if you're in one of these community centers, you know what I mean, or we call it gated communities. Electric, gas, telephone. Wow, not a telephone. A telephone can include internet, which is very important nowadays. Your water, sewage, garbage, cable. That should fall under entertainment, but hey, dining, entertainment. Entertainment's a big one. And by the way, if you have a home-based business, you can even write off some of your entertainment. Gifts, beauty, you know, hair, household repairs, medical, dental. Recreation, okay. Savings, if you're saving, well, that's an expense too. And by the way, here's where a lot of people make a mistake. Your savings should be listed as a bill or an expense, okay. Just as an example, just like you pay your cable, then you should have right under cable savings because it's just as important. And then, of course, if you have loan payments, I hate to use that word, credit cards, wow. Subscriptions, taxes, travel, vacation. Now, again, home-based business, you can write some of that off. And then, of course, spending cash. Now, let me give you a tip. Now that I've told you all that. And, again, you can do that just on a simple yellow pad. You don't have to go out and get any fancy forms or anything like that. But once you've got your expenses totaled up, and you subtract it from your income, that what's left over is your discretionary income. Now, here's something that's really crazy. A lot of times I have visited homes, excuse me, and guess what? There was a minus there. Now, if you do that and you end up with a minus, I'm going to tell you right now, you have a serious problem. You got a serious financial problem. Okay, so that means now that you know you don't have any discretionary income, then we have to find a way to get you out of debt, to get you into the plus. There should not be a minus by discretionary income. There should be a plus, and there will be ways for you to do that. Okay, but for right now, I just want to give you a quick, the beginning. This is where it begins at. You've got to find out your financial picture. What do you look at like right now as far as your finances are concerned? Okay, and it's going to be hard about this, me not trying to give you everything all in one day, because if I try to give it to you all in one day, it's not going to work. All right, so that means it's time to inject a little music. By the way, I never said it, but my chat room is open. I need to go in there and see if anybody's in there. All right, guest 381, somebody is in there. Okay. All right, folks. It's just a little bit of education, so let's get back to a little music. All right, by the way, that was a group called Chocolate Milk, just to let you know where I got that from. Let me tell you something. This is very important, okay? Dealing with one's personal finances is one of the hardest aspects of life, okay? Because a lot of us get in what we call denial. Denial. This is how credit card companies get over. You know, we spend our paycheck, and then we see things that we want. And then we're offered credit cards in every department store you can think of. Macy's, Sears, I can't even think of them all, okay? Targets, almost every place you go. Somebody's waving some free money at you. And when you're young, you're first starting out, you say, well, okay, let me see. Lady said, if I get this credit card here today, even though this thing I got is on sale for 20% off, she's going to take another 10% off if I use the store's credit card. That sounds like a good deal. So what happens? You take one, okay? And the payment, let's say, is 20 bucks a month, and they gave you $500 worth of credit. And you spend it up real quick. And then you're in another store, store X, let's call it, all right? I won't pick on anybody. And then the next thing you know, guess what? There's a nice lady on the counter about to help you out again. She's going to give you another 10% off if you're using her store's credit card. The next thing you know, you need a second job. But we're going to hold off on that. We'll get that far, okay? One thing that's important to improve your personal financial habits, pay off your debt. Because think of this. Those credit cards I just mentioned, those store credit cards, can run anywhere from 22%. I've seen them as high as 28-29% interest. And I want to give you some food for thought, okay? And remember to go back and play this because I want you to hear this more than once. If you're paying a department store 22-29% interest to utilize their money, because that's what you do when you take out a credit card, okay? That's a minus to your money. So how much money do you have to earn on your investments to overcome that loss of that, let's say, 22%? Well, I think with taxes, probably about 24%. So then the question comes, well, where do I get 24%? Okay, and then I got one word to say to that. That's where the duh comes in at. So that means what do? You start cutting up your credit cards. Okay, but think of this. In reality, you only need one, and that's for travel. If you plan on renting a hotel room or renting a car or, you know, a plane ticket or something like that, then you need the card. Other than that, why do you need it? Okay. So I read something else here that's very important. Where did it go? Yeah, I talked about the loan interest. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, very important also. If you are paying on credit cards, this is a little tip to get it paid off early. Make sure you pay more than the minimum. Okay, because if you're just paying the minimum, you'll be paying the minimums forever. Because at the end of the year, all you did was pay the interest. You never paid on the principal, but that's another program, so I don't want to really get too deep there. And then, of course, are ATM machines really your friend? Best bet, I'll tell you what, leave your credit card at home. Don't even take it out with you, all right? Most important, again, today, what I wanted to cover was, which is very, very important and dear to my heart, is that discretionary income. Now, right after the next song, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about your mental, because part of your success is in your mind, how you see yourself, how you see money, all right? Mental meaning your mindset. Be right back. not supposed to end like that, but it did. Hit it. All right. You are always unhappy with all the negative thoughts in your mind. Do you always think that nothing worthwhile can happen to you? You will not achieve what you desire. You cannot accumulate sufficient wealth. You cannot own a luxurious house. Let me ask you a question. How often do you say this to yourself? Achievement of success depends on the boundaries you set in your mind. Okay, your perception on the kind of life you want to lead can be actually actuated by your mind. Okay, the faith you have in yourself will lead you to success. Now, I'm reading from a book. It's called, what's this one called? I read so many books, The Millionaire Mindset. And the reason I wanted to start out reading it like that, because when you talk about financial freedom, it all starts in your mind. Now, a number of people have heard this before, and, you know, remember at the beginning of the show, I read my success proclamation. Now, where did I get that from? By reading a book called Think and Grow Rich by Norman Vincent Peale. Okay? I'll repeat that. Think and Grow Rich by Norman Vincent Peale. Now, I'm like this, because some people will start and don't finish. But if you can read, hang in there. And I always suggest reading 10 pages a day. But if you can get as far as chapter 6, wow, you will be on your way to changing your mind. That's very important. Your belief that you cannot earn more than that you actually do will discourage you. You have set a financial limitation on yourself. Okay, there are no financial limitations. Remember this. All of us came equipped. We were born with the power of controlling our subconscious mind. We just have to know how to activate it, meaning that we're able to achieve anything that we want in life as long as we believe that we can. The problem is a lot of us along the way, for some reason, we get lost. Okay? We lose the dreams of being a little child. Because as a child or a teenager, well, starting as a child, because most kids want to be what they see. And they see firemen, that seems exciting. They see pilots, you know what I mean? And then as you get older, you get into high school and get into biology and accounting, and then your direction changed. Then you might want to be a CPA, okay, or a biologist. So you change up. But then somewhere between there, high school, let's say sophomore, to graduating from college, the dream just disappears. But it has to do with your mindset. It has to do with sometimes, and I hate to say it like this is a reality, the environment that you you grow up in. Because if you're in a negative environment and you can't change it, then it's like having your feet in quicksand. You're trying to pull yourself out, and the sand keeps sinking. Big conflict that you have to reside from. So it's very important that you read books, inspirational, motivational, mind, the power of positive thinking. It's another one just shot into my head, Norman Vincent Peale. Okay? So I can't tell you about all of them in one show. It's highly impossible to do that. But if you keep tuning in on a daily basis, I will be able to share these things with you. And then at the same time, just to give you a note, all right, if you feel that you would like some help, I want you to write this down. And it's very simple. It's boss, B-O-S-S, bosscash77 at gmail.com. All right, now look, because sometimes people abuse this, so if you do, I'm going to let you know about it, all right? Don't send me any junk mail. Okay, and, you know, because a lot of times, you know, I try to help people and then I get all these junk mails and people trying to make these crazy offers. And those of you that are network marketing, you know what I'm talking about. Right? But if you really want some help in developing a blueprint, I got one that I know works. Okay, because it's based on your finances. It's based on managing your finances. It's based on getting you out of debt. It's based on building your assets. It's based on investing, okay? And these are the things that you need to succeed. First, you got to find out where you're at. That's your balance sheet, discretionary income. But then once we find the money for you, then you have to find ways to save some of that money and at the same time invest it to make more. Always keep this in the back of your mind. Money is a tool. Money is a tool. It should go to work when you go to work. It should go to work when you're not working. It can work longer than you can work. Okay? Of course, if you're putting it into the right investments. And somewhere down the line, we'll get to that. But again, bosscash77@gmail.com. And we can meet from there, talk from there, and we can try to figure out where to take you. Because I got some good stuff for you. I'm working with some awesome people. What I don't know, there are companies behind me. There are books. There are courses that you can take. And I'll tell you about a little bit more about that in some of the more upcoming shows. And you'll see as I get some of my guests on here, some of my business partners and coworkers and different things like that. So this is just the first show, right? We still got a whole rest of the year ahead of us. So I'm going to play some more music and then hit you with a little bit more knowledge. And then that hour will be gone that quick. Now, which way y'all want to go? I tell you what, I like this one. The Dramatics.
Get off my mountain. You're
on the mind. It says if you feed your mind with negative thoughts and fail yourself, this keeps on repeating itself. Okay, you have ingrained in your mind with restricted thoughts and beliefs. These restrictions and limitations stop you from living the desired life and make you unsuccessful. See, your mind has a lot of power. Your mind has the power to make you successful and also to keep you from being successful. You know, a lot of people don't believe this, but they say whatever you concentrate on, that's what you get more of. So as an example, if you concentrate on your bills, guess what you're getting? Yep, you're going to get more bills, okay? So work on developing not just your finances, but at the same time, work on developing your mind also, right? And then in the weeks to come, you're going to find a lot of material. And what I'm working on also, just to give you a heads up, I haven't figured out when to do it, what night to do it, but I will be starting to do it 1 to 2 nights a week, what's called the Google Hangout, all right? And we'll kind of be able to show you some of what I'm talking about instead of just being able to have you hear it and picture it in your mind. So haven't figured out the schedule yet. That's the tough part. You know, time is tight, and when you're working with a team of people, of course, you have to make room for everything. Little note I just read here. It says, the rich think differently. Their manner attitude sets them apart. The poor people do not have the kind of mindset that rich individuals have. You know, so, you know, if you wonder what a person who's rich has that you may not have yet, it's the mindset. It's the mindset. I can remember when I, my first year, I guess you would say my breakthrough year, which was 1974. Yep, that far back. I had a clothing store, okay, franchise. And I think I was the new kid on the block, okay? And because there were 44 stores, and I might have been the 42nd or 43rd store. The first month, and it was only about, I think it might have been 6 months I was into the business, that I went into the plus. I went into the plus. Now, remember, this was 1974. To the tune of about $15,000 a month. Now, that's after expenses. After I paid the rent and one, I think I had one employee or two employees. After I did all that, I had that left over. Now, remember, I was a guy that just walked out of the Army about 9 months before that and was used to taking home about $1,600 a month. Okay, after taxes, for a family of four. And all of a sudden, you got $15,000 after expenses. And then, of course, you got to put away a percentage of that for taxes. But gosh, that means I had at least about $12,000 to blow. Well, I'll hold that one to the next show. But you get my point. So should you think about starting a business for yourself? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You definitely should. That's for sure. I'm going to try to squeeze in one more before it'll be time for me to get out of here. I just like this song. It's by Alicia Keys. It's called You Don't Know My Name. Thank you. the heavenly voice of Miss Alicia Keys. Quick quote, Confucius, the will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that will unlock the doors to your personal excellence. Wow. Wow. I kind of think that's a great one to end the show with, right? Look, do me a favor. If you got something out of this, please shoot me a line. Let me know, okay? Or hit me up on Facebook. Again, my email address is bosscash77@gmail.com. All right? And tomorrow, well, we'll pick up where we left off today. Let me find something, see if I can, as James Brown would say, take us to the bridge on. How's that sound? We'll take us to the bridge. We don't really have that much time left, but I will let it run out before I end the show. That's for sure. Tell you what. Yeah, I think y'all remember this one. Ashford and
Simpson. And for love's sake, each mistake, all you forgave. And soon both of us learned to trust, not run away.
There was no time to play.
We build it up
and build it up.
Now it's solid.
Solid as a rock. That's what this love is.
That's what we've got. Oh.
Solid. Solid as a rock. And nothing.
looks like I just ran out of time. So I want to thank you, those that attended, and be sure, because it's archived, so be sure to share the link with someone else. Coach J's Financial Freedom Show. We got a lot of shows left for the rest of this year. That means a lot of knowledge. And guess what? I will see you at the top, or as some say, from the top. Your choice. God bless. Have a good day. I'm out.